Democrats Feingold and Cole serve on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which will do the first review of President Bush's latest Supreme Court nominee, Federal Appeals Judge Samuel Alito. Feingold says Alito does have a judicial record, unlike failed Bush nominee Harriet Myers. Feingold says that'll help him learn whether Alito is independent, objective, and not hostile to settled areas of the law. Feingold says settled areas include abortion rights.
Well, I would say the right to privacy and the right of a woman to choose is one of those areas that is very important in terms of our stability of our country, as well as the rights of individuals. What I was thinking of more is areas of civil rights and voting rights and other areas where, you know, sometimes I have voted against a person who might be qualified as from a legal point of view, but who just seems to be unable to rule in favor of the little guy. In other words, they just seem hostile to the law as it is.
Feingold acknowledges that Alito is winning over some conservatives. Televangelist Pat Robertson calls Alito's nomination a grand slam home run. But Feingold says he wouldn't vote against a court nominee just for being conservative.
I don't believe in litmus tests. However, if somebody appears to have an ideological agenda, in other words, that will carry over into how they look at cases, that's a whole different ballgame, and that's a disqualifier for me.
In a written statement, Senator Herb Kohl says Alito's nomination to replace retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will be crucial to determining the balance of the court for decades. And Kohl says that balance keeps the Supreme Court in the mainstream of American thought. Kohl will reconvene a bipartisan panel of legal experts to advise him on the Alito nomination. Wisconsin Republicans are calling for Alito to get a dignified hearing before the Judiciary Committee and a fair confirmation process. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.